Yo, yo, yo. Thanks for listening to the Jason Greger Show podcast, brought to you by Lakewood Chev. Upgrade to a new Chevrolet with new safety and technology features, lower maintenance for the same or better payment, only at Lakewood Chev. Click on the icon right here on the website. John, I read your article, saw the quote from Daryl Sutter regarding young guys and playing them. And he's like, well, you can't just hand them because there's a lot of guys who simply could not play against certain Edmonton players. And I was guessing he was meaning the Oilers' top line.
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, we have seen a little bit of Adrian Kempe go up against Connor McDavid in a couple of the most recent games back up at Rogers. But, you know, it's not just going to be as simple as just playing the kids. They want to be placed in situations in which they're going to succeed. And you don't want to, you know, over the final couple of weeks of the season, the Kings haven't been winning games regularly. You don't want to just have them come into a situation, you know, in which losing takes place. So, there will perhaps be a little bit more of a free reins on some of these players. But again, Daryl Sutter said earlier today, the objective is to go 4-0 over these final four games. After Edmonton-Calgary visits on Thursday, then a back-to-back Chicago in town on Saturday and at Anaheim on Sunday. So, you know, tough little stretch of games to conclude the season as LA will be on the outside looking in this spring.
How much of that do you think is Sutter trying to protect his own job?
You know, that's an interesting question. I think that's something that certainly has entered into his line of thinking, you know, but he also, Daryl is somebody that is honest. He says what he believes when he meets with the media often. There will be times where he's going to protect players in terms of injuries, and you know, if a reporter is sniffing around a little bit too much, he might not give, you know, the exact 100%, you know, truth on a certain story. But no, I didn't take anything that he had said yesterday or today as being anything less than this is what he shares. And, you know, he was actually pretty revealing a lot of it. And, you know, he spoke about several players, you know, who he perhaps maybe had wanted on the roster at the beginning of the season and spoke about the decision to send them back to AHL Ontario. So, you know, I thought he was pretty candid in these conversations.
Now, looking at the Kings roster, this offseason, I'm sure they're going to try to wheel and deal to get Gabrick or Brown, but I don't see Vegas biting on either one of them. What do you think happens with those two? Is there a potential buyout coming?
Yeah, you know, I think we've spoken about this a little bit in the past. I think that's certainly something that's going to be on the table for this team. You also have to, you know, take into consideration that the Kings are still going to be paying, you know, Mike Richards for another decade as well. So there are, you know, you don't want to have too much dead contracts tied up with the team. But I think that the overall approach that LA is going to be taking this coming offseason is when you look at going into this year, the Kings weren't sure exactly where some of their young kids that were right on the precipice of making an NHL roster were. So that's why you saw certain moves that now when you look back didn't do anything to help the team. You know, getting players like Jeff Zadkoff, Teddy Purcell, Tom Gilbert, you know, they knew that they were eventually going to have to work some of these kids onto the team. And so there were players that were brought in for much more short-term needs. That philosophy is going to change wholeheartedly going into the offseason based on my conversations. And there will be some bolder moves that will be made by this team this offseason. So a lot of questions, but that's going to be interesting. This Kings team should have a much different approach going into the offseason than they showed about a year ago.
John Rosen with us, Los Angeles Kings insider. John, who will be the starting goalie day one next season for the Los Angeles Kings?
No question, 100% Jonathan Quick, and I would expect him, you know, barring injury, to play 68 games.
So Ben Bishop, obviously then not returning to the Los Angeles Kings. Where do you see any place that's a good landing spot for him?
I keep going back to Dallas as a team that's going to have to make an executive decision at some point about its goaltending because, you know, the goalies that they have, and granted, they still have a lot of money tied up in the next year on the Emmy and Lettinen, they're just not going to be able to get by, you know, and be as highly competitive in this window of theirs, which they have very good offensive pieces, you know, with that tandem in net. You know, Vegas is always a, you know, a question. Calgary was very close to getting Ben Bishop this previous offseason, too. Are all teams that could also be in the mix as well. But I look at Dallas as probably the team that will make it an off-season focus to go out and improve its goaltending. And, you know, perhaps Bishop is the guy.
John Rosen joins us. John, you look at the Oilers. They haven't had any success in LA in a long time, but that's all changed this year. They haven't won there in 10 games. But, you know, Daryl Sutter pointing out the speed of the Oilers. Lots of other teams have talked about it. Obviously, it starts with McDavid and Draisaitl. That line right now has been killing it. But what have you seen in the games, and LA's played Edmonton lots recently, as the biggest improvement as a group from Edmonton?
Structure and buy-in up and down the lineup. You look at Edmonton, and previously this was a team where if you scored three, if you scored four goals against them, you wouldn't really bat an eye. But Edmonton has been able to get leads against Los Angeles and has done just such a good job of locking it down and playing with that structure once they've had the lead. They've been able to win those low-scoring games. The Kings have basically, you know, had built an empire out of being able to win those low-scoring games. And under Todd McClellan, and under Peter Chiarelli, that's clearly what the Oilers are doing right now. So, you know, you can talk about that this is a team on one hand that might be fortunate to have some of the offensive superpower that they have, I don't want to say lucking into McDavid. But on the other hand, they have done everything right in being able to not just have, one of the two best players in the world, but having the entire buy-in from the rest of the roster, being able to lock it down. And that's something you can even see as a difference from the very beginning of the season. All the reports I remember hearing and, you know, when Edmonton came to L.A. earlier in the year and then the Kings won that game, I think it was a 4-2 game, you know, that at the time, you know, what we were hearing was the other guys were kind of just waiting for McDavid to do something and letting McDavid be McDavid. That's not what we're seeing right now at this point. You can't have the type of success in battle for the division like the Oilers are doing right now without that full unadulterated buy-in. That seems to be exactly what they're getting.
On the defense, Jake Muzzin, Drew Doughty, Martinez, I heard some talk about Voinov. Well, what's the status on him? Do you think he returns to L.A. next year?
That's a whole hypothetical that you can't have any concrete information on right now, and the team would guard that so incredibly closely. That deals with, you know, U.S. immigration law. That deals with the fact that he committed a major crime. Would he still have to go back to jail for that crime? So that's not something that I think you can count on right now as a clear yes or no. In the team's plans. But the Kings are going to need somebody to be a clear number two defenseman. Drew Doughty is the best defenseman in the world, and then there's a little bit of a drop-off. You can look at Alec Martinez. He's had a little bit of an inconsistent season this year, but he's, by and large, been pretty good for this team. Jake Muzzin has had a big down year for this Kings team. It has really struggled this year. And Drew Doughty, he's so good that he allows people to skate with him to probably raise their own game. Derek Forbert has had a fine first full rookie season here with this Kings team. But again, you're talking about playing alongside Doughty, being able to lift players around him. So, you know, Forbert probably profiles more as a number four or five defenseman. The Kings have to find somebody that's more, you know, in that number two, number three range. Martinez maybe that number three or number four. But it's a Kings team, again, that they have played with that structure and are capable of keeping scores low and get the good goaltending night in, night out from Jonathan Quick, that they've been able to mask some of their challenges defensively. But they're going to have to find a little bit of a gap between the rest of the group and Drew.
You don't think Jake Muzzin can be a number two?
I think he can play alongside Drew Doughty, but if you're talking about a clear-cut number two, no, he's probably his ceiling is probably about a number three, maybe a little bit of a number two. He can certainly log minutes. He can play in all situations. But if he's going to be a number two, he's going to have to show a clear improvement from this past season.
Okay, yeah, I was going to ask you about him. What's been the biggest struggle for Muzzin this year? Because I think after the World Cup, there was a lot of expectations for him.
I think the World Cup has been a big challenge for him. I think he had maybe a little bit of a difference in a realization of who he was as a player, and I think he got away from the identity that allowed him to find success in the National Hockey League. This is a player that will find his success from checking, from being hard in his own end, from being hard around the boards, and all other opportunities that he has will stem from those. You know, he's somebody that has a very good shot. He's somebody that is creative in the offensive zone. But it all comes from being sturdy in his own end, being sturdy below the dots, and he hasn't shown that regularly this season.
John, as always, great stuff. Enjoy the final meeting of the season between the Oilers and the Kings. We'll talk to you soon.
I will. Always a pleasure when we get to see 97. But open for a little bit more entertaining of a game. These last couple ones have been a little bit low scoring.
Yeah, tell me about it. That'd be a nice change of pace. Appreciate it.
Take care, guys.